朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请我们翻回这个但以理书第三章。
Let's turn back to Daniel chapter 3。
刚才我们所读过的这一段的经文，其实这个故事是整章，但是我们节省时间只读其中的一部分。
We only read half of the story when we read these scriptures。
这个地方记载一段十分生动而有趣的一段历史。
This describes a very lively and very interestingA piece of history.
上一个礼拜天，我们在这个地方从新约看门徒在风浪里面的一段的经历。
A week ago, we studied how the disciples learned from a storm from the New Testament.
今天我们要从旧约的圣经里面看神的选民如何在火窑里面体验到神在他们身上的工作。
Today, using the Old Testament, we're going to learn to see how the chosen people of the Lord, how they learn their experience from a blazing furnace.
上个礼拜是讲水，今天是讲火。
A week ago, we focused on water, and today we focus on fire.
那么我们就想到圣经里面有一节告诉我们，这个在诗篇六十六篇，神让我们经过水火，却使我们进到丰富之地，这样一句话。
This reminded us a recording in the Bible. After we have gone through water and the fire, we reached the more abundantness.
基督徒没有苦难的免疫性。
There is no immunity for Christians trials and tribulations.
因为在苦难里面，我们所经历的神的作为和我们自己在主面前所经历的功课，可以成为在苦难的人，在苦难的当中的人的一个鼓励。
Because through trials and tribulation, through such experiences, we can become the encouragement for those who are suffering.
所以一个基督徒经过水火是一次信心考验的机会。
Therefore, to be able to go through water and the fire, it is indeed a trial for your faith.
但是上个礼拜我们所提的和今天我们所要谈到的，让我们看到不是个人信心的考验，而是群体信心的考验。
Either from last week or this week, we are not viewing this from as an individual experience, but rather the experience of a whole group.
个人跟神的关系是重要的。
It is indeed important of your personal relationship with God.
但是当神把我们放在教会的群体里面的时候
，But yet as Lord has put us in a church,
我们要学习在教会里面群体的信心。
We need to learn.Our faith in a group of people.
我们不只是说侍奉要有配搭。
Not only we should work together when we serve the Lord.
我们信心的学习也要配搭，也要在群体里面去经历。
Our learning process of the faith itself also should experience learning as a group.
今天神把我们这个教会带到今天这样的一个地步。
The Lord has brought our church.Into today's situation.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要个人向着主有信心，我们更需要群体向着神有信心。
Personally, we need to have faith in front of the Lord, but also jointly as a group, we should also collectively have faith.
在我们今天所读的圣经里面，我们看到但以理和这三个朋友。
In the scripture we read today about Daniel and his three friends.
他们被掳到巴比伦，经过了多年的努力和奋斗，终于熬出一点成就来。
Although they were captors and they've been brought to Babylon for many years, they're able to make their way up.
本来他们是外国人，本来甚至他们是亡国奴，但是呢，却在巴比伦省成为那个省的行政官，有一些地位。
Although they were foreigners and although they lost their country totally, but then eventually they become the provincial officials of that Babylon.
因为他们的成就，当然就容易遭到本国人的记恨跟排挤。
Of course, the natives were envious of their accomplishment.
那么当然我们在这里就看到这个故事的发展，尼布甲尼撒王就造了一个金像，要各方各国各族的民要拜那个金像。
So we see how it develops. The king Nebuchadnezzar built a gold statue of an image of a god, and he want everyone to come to worship it.
中文圣经说高六十肘，宽六肘。如果我们看 NIV 的翻译的话，我们就知道这个像是很高大，有九十尺的高，有九尺的厚，这个厚。
So the English version says it's 90 feet high and 9 feet wide.
在这段圣经里面没有提到这个像是一个什么像。
There's no description of how this statue looked like.
到底这个像是一个神像呢，还是尼布甲尼撒王本身的一个像要他们拜？
Whether this statue is an image of God or image of the king himself, regardless, he want everyone to worship it.
当我们看见这里有几个人表示他们不拜这个金像的时候，在十二节、在十四节、在十八节，清楚地看到这一个像和巴比伦的宗教有关系。
And through the verses 12, 14, and 18, it's clearly related the statue to the religion of Babylon.
前面只讲金像，金像，金像。
And initially talk about image of a gold, image of a gold.
但十二节、十四节、十八节的时候，提到这个金像的时候，也提到侍奉你的神。
And yet in verse 12, 14, and 18, it also talked about the God you worship.
所以可见那个摆出来要他们拜的像是跟宗教有关系。
Therefore, this statue is related with the Babylonians' religion.
我们常常说政治和宗教分开，我们做事情比较好做一点。
We often say it's easier to manage when the religion and the politics are divided.
什么时候政治和宗教混杂在一起，里面就比较复杂了。
Whenever they are intermingled, things get complicated.
我们有的时候听见人家说不要在政治里面去玩宗教。
We often say do not play religion among politics.
反过来，今天我们要提醒我们自己，我们不要在宗教里面玩政治。
On the contrary, I want to remind you, do not play politics in religion.
我们今天越来越发现一个相当严重的一件事情。
More and more, we find out a thing.
今天在属灵的团体里面有许许多多的政治游戏。
There are many political games among religious groups.
我们要在主的面前非常的谨慎。
We want to be extremely careful in here.
不管我们今天是信主的，或者是还没有信主的。
Whether you are a believer or not.
我们今天受到一个极大的社会环境的影响。
We are indeed deeply influenced by our surroundings.
我们说，难道我们不就是一个政治的动物吗？
Isn't that we are a political animal as well?
当我们带着政治动物的心态进到教会里面来的时候，
as we come with the mentality of being a political animal to a church,
我们把一个很单纯的一个属灵的一个关系和环境就把它污染。
A very simple spiritual environment can be contaminated.
所以在这个但以理的三个朋友的这个故事里面，
So in this story is in the book of Daniel.
提醒我们一件很重要的事情。
It reminded us one very important fact.
政治跟宗教成为一个游戏的时候，这是一个很可怕的事情。
When politics and religion become a game, it is a serious matter.
当然，在这种情形之下，撒德拉、米沙和亚伯尼哥，基于他们对神独一真神的信仰和委身，他们拒绝敬拜这个带着很浓厚宗教意味的这个金像。
Under such circumstances, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they certainly just refused to be involved.
在这里，我们顺便注意到一件事情。
And here we notice one important thing as well.
当我在准备这段信息的时候，我发现这件事情非常的突出，对我来讲。
As I was preparing for this sermon, this point sticks out.
请注意哈，撒德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥，当他知道尼布甲尼撒王要放这样一个宗教的金像的时候
，When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego realized that King Nebuchadnezzar was going to build this statue.
请注意哈，他们并没有主动的去攻击、去反对这个拜金像的事情。
They did not raise a campaign to actively oppose the situation.
他们的哲学并不是说，你不惹我，我就不惹你的这一种息事宁人的哲学。
They were not guided by that. If you're not offending me, then I will not touch you. That's not the philosophy we're guiding them.
但是在这个地方，我看见亚布尼哥、沙德拉、亚布尼哥和这个米沙，他们三个人给我们看到一个很重要的救恩先后轻重因果的一个原则。
But yes, these three though give us a view of a priority of salvation.
请注意哈。在这个地方我们看见这三个人给我们看见的是什么呢？不是要他们放弃偶像再转回真神，而是让他们先认识真神才能放弃偶像。
They did not publicly denounce the statue before they turned into God. Yet they turned to God first before they denounced the image.
这个先后轻重有很重要的关系。
This priority has a very important message.
我们曾经听到有人去向人传福音。
Very often, someone would approach someone else to preach the gospel.
我们没有把耶稣介绍给他们，我们拼命劝他先戒烟再说。
Before we introduce Jesus to him, we just keep on asking him, to stop smoking.
是我们的好意，没有错。
Yes, you have your well intended.
但是弟兄姊妹，在救恩的因果关系上，这是错。
But yet, through the views of a gospel or salvation, the cause and the effect are reversed.
我们不是劝人改好了以后才来信耶稣。
We're not trying to change a person to become a good person, then ask him to believe.
因为福音的基本的精神，基本的一个重点，就是让我们知道人没有办法改好自己。
One of the theme topic, or one of the theme of gospel is focused on the fact people, according to themselves,cannot become good.
所以我们先信耶稣，耶稣给我能力，使我不抽烟。
So believing in Christ, and Christ will give us the ability to stop smoking.
这个就是我所说的救恩因果前后的关系。
This is indeed what I was trying to say about the cause and effect.
这也告诉我们，撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥他们三个人不去反对偶像，而把真神介绍给他们的这一个先后的这个重点。
This is indeed why these three young men had done what they have done. They were passive. They did not openly denounce the statue.
当然，后来这些犹太人，这些加勒底人，就是巴比伦人，他们就抓住机会控告犹大人。
So those astrologers or Chaldeans or Babylonians, and they discovered this, they came to accuse those Jews.
请注意第八节，有几个加利底人进前来控告犹大人。
Here says those astrologers or the Chaldeans came forward and denounced the Jews.
不是控告撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
It didn't say that they denounced Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
基督徒的失败影响整个人对基督教的印象。
This implies the failure of a few Christians is going to influence the success of the entire Christianity.
因为他们的目标是除灭犹太人，而不是单单这三个人。
Because the purpose of those people are here destroyed entire Jew.
但是他们知道这三个人失败，犹太人就失败。
They know when these three fail, the whole Jew will fall.
所以为什么我们这些基督徒在社会、在世界的行事为人为主有见证的重要性？
This again emphasizes the importance of our behavior as Christians in this society.
我们有没有听过因为一个基督徒的失败而整个基督教被批评、被论断、被攻击的？
Have we heard a story due to the failure of a particular Christian, then the whole Christianity was denounced?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请我们记得，我们一个人的失败影响我们整个教会，整个教会的失败影响全世界基督教。
An individual failure of a church will bring failure to the whole church, and a church's failure will bring failure to the whole Christianity.
在这里我们看得非常的清楚。
It says clearly in here.
所以为了我们真是能够有一个正面的圣经给我们带来的这个社会里面世界当中的见证，弟兄姊妹，我们要注意我们在教外的好名声。
So for a positive testimony, we should behave ourselves outside the church.
哎呀，在尼布甲尼撒王听到了这个消息，心中冲冲大怒。
So Nebuchadnezzar was furious.After he heard the news,
我看到这里时，我心里很得到一些提醒。
And this reminded me much.
一个人冲冲大怒就失去理智，对不对
？And a person when he is furious with rage, he would lose his senses.
这个尼布甲尼撒其实还不错。
But this king Nebuchadnezzar, he had some character.
他生气是生气了，这个人还蛮冷静。
Although he might be angry, he was also cool.
你看哈，他很生气。
So he was furious.
把他们三个人叫来。
He called these three people.
然后十四节，尼布甲尼撒就问他们说。
Then in verse 14, the king asked them.
哎呀，我真是佩服这一个巴比伦王他的这一气度。
He has won my envy.
那么实在看见这个人不简单。
He is not a simple king.
他那样生气，但是他把他们叫来的时候，还慢慢的问他们：你们是故意的吗？
Although he was furious, he was calm enough to ask them, "Were you doing this on purpose?"
他们有机会自我辩护
and to let them have a chance to defend themselves.
然后他十五节说：“你们如果再听见音乐响起来的时候，我再给你一个机会，你拜就没事，你就走。但是你如果不拜的话呢，后果堪虑。”
So he offered them a second chance, and if you now gonna change yourself and worship that gold statue.In the future, I will forgive you, but otherwise.
到了十八节讲完以后，十九节这一下呢是真的生气了，他就怒气填胸啊。本来胸里面还没有填的那么满的，现在填的比较满。
Therefore, in verse 19, he was even more furious after he heard the answer.
在整个今天我们所读的经文里面，我要特别用余下的时间跟大家看十六节到十八节。
So we're going to focus on verse 16.Through 18 today.
这三节圣经讲什么呢？
What's the message of these three verses?
如果你手上有这个 NIV 的翻译圣经的话，我们可以这样来看。
We can look upon in this way if you have the NIV translation.
这三个人，撒德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥就跟尼布甲尼撒王讲。
So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king.
他说：“我们在你面前呢。”其实不需要辩护，也不要解释。
He says we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter.
你就是把我们丢到火窑里。
Even if we are thrown into the blazing furnace,
我们所侍奉的神不只是要救我们脱离火窑，也要救我们脱离你的手。
Not only the God we serve is able to save us from the furnace, He will also rescue us from your hand.
他说，即使上帝不救我们
，Then he said.Even if he does not,
你不要以为我们会改变我们侍奉的对象。
Do not count on us to change.
我们也不会拜你的金像。
We will not worship your gold statue.
你如果反复把这三节圣经一读再读的时候
，If you read repeatedly of these three verses,
你马上想到中文的四个这一句成语四个字。
Then you're reminded of a saying from Chinese.
哎，这三个人讲话是。铿锵有声。
What they were saying were crystally clear.
中国人很有意思啊，他说每一个字丢到地上都会有声音。
It's like each single word is so crispy and so sharp. It's like when hitting the ground will produce a sound.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记哈，尼布甲尼撒他是审判官，这三个人是被审判者。
Don't forget that Nebuchadnezzar.Was the judge, and these three were defendants.
我们正是在这几句话里面，我马上就想到一些特点。
So many special characters came out of these three verses.
我们发现这三个人的风度实在好。
Yes, indeed, they had their character.
一点不像被控告者，好像他们是控告者一样。
They were not looked upon. They were not like a defendant, but rather they may be the trial.
Maybe the judge.
实
在发现他每一个字讲的都有分寸，都非常非常的这个有分量。
And every word they use were precisely correct.
那也很客气，他说王啊，王啊。 O King, O King 讲了两次。
So he said, O King, O King, and twice in these verses.
他有他的这一个身份，他有他的那个气度。
He's behaved very properly.
不可否认的，我们在这三句话里面，三节圣经里面看见他们的勇气。
Undeniably, we see their courage in these three verses.
也是四个字，不亢不卑。
They were behaving properly, too timid nor too arrogant.
而且我们看见他们在这三节圣经里面看见他们三个人的同心。
We also see how united these three were.
短短的三节圣经五次提到我们，我们，我们。
Throughout these only three verses, five times they mentioned we, we.
朋友。你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。